Yes, thank you. It is indeed Mike and Kim, and it's time now for the good stuff.
The 5th Annual Golden Valley Shootout in North Dakota coming up this weekend, August 17th in Golden Valley, North Dakota. Gates open at 4, Bulls Buck at 6. And the Wayne Herman Invitational North Dakota. That event is going to be coming up on August 18th. Gates open at 1, horses buck at 3 p.m. Bull riding and bucking horses in Golden Valley, North Dakota this weekend.
And knowledge is infinite. You know, knowledge is a tale that just never ceases. Every issue of Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark, a revelation. Agriculture may be the focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. A steadfast convention from the first publication to the latest issue. It's continuous knowledge. Discover more online at TSLN or receive your Tri-State Livestock News copy in the mail. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to make a trip to Cherry County, Nebraska. The Bowering Ranch, that's a working cattle ranch owned by the state of Nebraska. You can see how it was all done many, many decades ago. And even though the Nebraska Star Party is over, the stars are still here, folks. So come check it out around Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies area. And you can see all of those stars as well. Visit valentine.com is where you go for more information.
It's the AAA Double D. Know the symptoms? Well, hang on. We're going to go through them. Thank goodness there is a name for this disorder. Somehow I feel better even though I have it. Recently, I was diagnosed with AAADD. Now, this is age-activated attention deficit disorder. This is how it manifests. I decide to water my garden. As I turn on the hose in the driveway, I look over at my car and decide it needs washing. As I start toward the garage, I notice mail on the porch table that I brought up from the mailbox earlier. I decide to go through the mail before I wash the car. I lay my car keys on the table, put the junk mail in the garbage can under the table, and note that the can is full. So I decide to put the bills back on the table and take out the garbage first. But then I think, since I'm going to be near the mailbox when I take out the garbage anyway, I may as well pay the bills first. I take my checkbook off the table and see that there is only one check left. My extra checks are in my desk in the study, so I go inside the house to my desk where I find a can of Pepsi I'd been drinking. I'm going to look for my checks, but first I need to push the Pepsi aside so that I don't accidentally knock it over. The Pepsi is getting warm, and I decide to put it in the fridge to keep it cold. As I head toward the kitchen with the Pepsi, a vase of flowers on the counter catches my eye. Oh, they need water. I put the Pepsi on the counter and discover my reading glasses that I've been searching for all morning. I decided I better put them back on my desk, but first I'm going to water those flowers. I set the glasses back down on the counter, fill the container with water, and suddenly spot the TV remote. Someone left it on the kitchen table. I realize that tonight when we go to watch TV, I'll be looking for the remote, but I won't remember that it's on the kitchen table, so I decide to put it back in the den where it belongs. But first, I'll water the flowers. I put some water on the flowers, but quite a bit of it spills on the floor, so I set aside the remote, put it on the table, get some towels, and wipe up the spill. Then I head down the hall trying to remember what I was planning to do. At the end of the day, the car isn't washed, the bills aren't paid, there is a warm can of Pepsi sitting on the counter. The flowers don't have enough water, there is still only one check in my checkbook. I can't find the remote, I can't find my glasses, and I don't remember what I did with the car keys. Then, when I try to figure out why nothing got done today, I'm really baffled because I know I was busy all day, and I'm really tired. I realize this is a serious problem, and I'll try to get some help for it. But first, I'll check my email. Don't laugh. If this isn't you yet, your day is coming.
The time is coming, right?
Indeed.
A couple of short little thoughts to share with you today. I thought I wanted a career. Turns out, I just wanted a paycheck. And to steal ideas from one person is plagiarism. To steal from many is research.
Yes, indeed.
And now you know. Keep listening to this local radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.